It's cheese lighter.
Butter up.
Showtime. It's Wednesday.
There's a lot of stuff to be glad about. Like tonight at Baumhauer's, you're celebrating Joey and Jack.
That's right. Thank you for reminding me about
the
joyous
occasion. Well, I try to be the Pollyanna of the show.
We are having a graduation ceremony for young
Joey,
who has moved up in the ranks of radio,
right,
and Jack Campbell. They'll both be there tonight.
Yep.
Don't miss this. And we got a special cake.
I heard.
You like it?
I believe that husband and I are efforting to be there this evening.
Efforting. I love that word. Efforting.
You used to be there kind of frequently.
In my single days.
Oh, that's right.
When I'd stay out till midnight and 1 o'clock.
On the prowl.
I forgot you were throwing your life. It's,
excuse me?
701.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Hottest day of the summer was yesterday. On September 17th, we were 103 degrees. We broke the record, a 92-year-old record yesterday. Today, we're headed for, only 101. But we will break a record from 2010 is the record from of 100. So the rain chances are not zero today, but I would say under 20%. There is a little front that will be moving through the state, and could there be a stray shower? I suppose, but the chances are small. Tonight's low 72. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, you'll like this part. It's not going to rain, but a noticeable difference in the temperature with highs around 90, so you will shave off about 11 degrees from today. Tolerable humidity. Lows at night, mid-60s. Still dry, though. And then low 90s on Sunday, maybe 93 Sunday, mid 90s Monday, Tuesday, still dry. Right now this morning with clear skies, a little 3-mile-an-hour breeze, and 71 degrees at 7:04.
Smart folks who love to enjoy the water, they know how to beat the heat. Best way is the spray of a jet ski. And the adventure is such a, boats are nice. I'm not knocking boats at all. But I did have a boat, and I did have a jet ski, and the jet ski was my favorite way to use the water. It's kind of like having a motorcycle on the water. But you can take more than one person with you on a jet ski, and they have compartments big enough to do, romantically creative things like pack a picnic. You can take a jet ski into places you can't take a boat, unless you enjoyed fixing a sheared propeller. Adams Motorsports is your home for the original Kawasaki, the very best made jet ski. They were the inventor, and they still make them, and Adams Motorsports still has a couple left. And once they're gone for the year. They get an allotment, and once they're out, they're out. So stop by and see Terry and his team. Motorcycles, of course, Kawasaki, Suzuki, all the great brand names, and manufacturers who put their money behind their product. So do yourself and your family a favor. See the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle, 24/7 AdamsMotorsports.com. Terry's also a regular part of our Wednesday night group at Baumhauer's. We're hoping to see him there tonight. For those of you who listen to Clearing the Air Saturday evening, 6 to 9 here on Newstalk 93.1 FM. And don't forget to go to Newstalk931.com and get into the name game.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
The name game.
When, yeah,
you register.
Took a little trip down the Mississippi.
But this time you can win things like a cruise and a big screen TV and all that jazz. You just have to go and slug your name in over at Newstalk931.com. And starting next week, we'll be calling names when you hear your name called.
Yeah.
You have a certain amount of time to get back in touch with us, and if you do, you qualify for those big grand prizes.
All right, so that's newstalk931.com. Be there, be square. Here's David. Good morning.
Yeah, we had the same thing happen at my house, except it wasn't our power bill, it was our water bill.
Oh, really?
We had got a water bill in July, and it was like almost more, about 2.5 times what it normally was.
Is that right?
I said, it's got to be the water meter's leaking. So I go and check. Sure enough, there's water standing in the meter box.
Oh,
so
did they amend it for you?
No, heavens no. You know, you call a plumber.
Yeah.
You know, well, had city come out, and of course the leak is on our side of the meter, so
right.
Call a plumber, pay them $400 to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next month we get a bill, and it's even more than what the previous bill
was.
Oh,
no.
And so I called the city again and said, something's wrong here. And I said, you guys need to come out and check this meter. And they come out and check the meter, and they go, oh, yeah, the meter wasn't reading correctly. He says, we put a new meter in. So he says, your bill should be what it is now. And he said, you've been getting a break on it the rest of the summer.
So oh, boy.
It was triple what our water bill was in June.
Mine was a little high, but that's because I had to fill up the pool a few times.
12 hours of hose in the pool cost me $100.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
I may as well fill it with gasoline.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. Thanks for the call, David. This could be the pool. I don't know. But I'm going to have one last pool party and then fill it in.
What?
This is ridiculous. And thank you, David Fagan, though. He does a great job. He was the one that diagnosed the burnout.
Don't forget. Don't jump in it after it's been filled in.
That's a good thought. Let me make it. Jay, will you make a note of that? I don't have my pen handy. At 7:07, let's hit the traffic dungeon. We got your local news. And due to extreme sadness, there will be no convoluted intro to Random Facts.
Oh, no, stop.
I don't have it.
I'm not even going to give you that kind of attention anymore, right. Begging you to do one, because that's not
but
right.
I love it.
I'm begging you.
Power through it.
Ah, funny. You made a. See what he did just now? He brought back that bad memory I was trying to. It's my best friend, Rich Thomas.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and we're going to give you a green light for your travels this time of the morning. Everything looks great out on the interstates. They're up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any significant delays on the 31s, and the boulevard's moving along pretty well. It's crowded around the intersections, so be careful and keep an eye out for school buses this morning. Do all your shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch. Watch traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and be on the lookout, Prattville. Coming soon to the preferred community, the second location of Smooth Vapor.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A triple shooting early Monday morning in Montgomery is now under investigation. Montgomery police found a man with a life-threatening gunshot wound in the 3600 block of Debbie Drive. Two other men showed up at the hospital with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. No arrests have been made. Butler County School Superintendent Dr. John Stricker is leaving for another job. Stricker was unanimously named the new superintendent for Jackson County, Mississippi. He was one of 10 finalists for the position. Stricker has served as the Butler County School Superintendent for the last 2 years. And Kitty Seal, the founding artistic director of the Alabama Dance Theater, has died. She founded this organization back in 1986. Funeral arrangements have not been announced. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good morning, old friends.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Wake up, fairy princesses, wake up.
Guess what day it is?
Get up before I get you up.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo! This is Wednesday. She calls it over the hump day.
Wednesday?
Hump day Wednesday.
We ain't one at a time in here.
They broadcast me out on the radio.
We're mass communicating.
Let Wednesday begin.
Hit it.
And now, guess what time it's for?
Rand.
Hey!
Go, you powered through.
You powered through.
Another.
Rich!
I will never make the mistake of looking at my electric bill in the middle of a show.
No.
I try not to look at my bank account during the middle of the show, much less any right. kind of bills.
Right. I won't have a problem with that until I pay this.
Did you know if an Icelandic horse ever leaves...
Bjork!
What?
Bjork is from Iceland.
But she's not a horse.
Let's just blurt out everything we know about Iceland.
Reykjavik!
Reykjavik! Yeah, exactly. That's what I say. Did you know if an Icelandic horse ever leaves Iceland...
Yes.
It is then banished from the country forever.
Well, sure... Rude.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do that with their elephants, too.
Possibly. I don't know. Did you know that inmate Merle Haggard...
Merle.
...was in the audience when Johnny Cash played San Quentin State Prison?
Wow. That's an interesting fact.
It's probably from that country music documentary. I have no idea.
Wow, they haven't got to that far yet.
They haven't gotten that far yet, yeah. That's already out on DVD. It's already out on Blu-ray.
I believe that, yeah.
I was in the store yesterday, and I was like, oh, there's country, you know, big box set.
It's pretty amazing, I got to admit.
Did you know the United States is the largest producer of petroleum?
Yes. We had a guest on our show who confirmed that yesterday, David Black.
Really?
Yeah.
So
he's an oil and gas guy with 4 decades of experience, and he was talking about how significant it is that we have now become a net exporter of oil. Yeah, yeah, that's us. And we got enough to last us for hundreds of more years.
So we don't produce the most oil, but we produce the most petroleum, which has to be produced.
Yeah, I got you.
Did
you know there exists an association... for antique doorknob collectors of America.
Yes.
The ADCA have been holding annual conventions now for almost 40 years.
Bless them.
Antique doorknob collectors of America.
Those things are beautiful.
Doorknobs?
If you look at the old school ones, they're so ornate. They're pieces of art.
So many jokes here that I'm passing on. Did you know Vin Mariani was a cocoa wine? By that I mean cocaine.
What are you saying? Nothing you're saying makes sense.
It was a cocaine wine created in the 1860s.
Oh.
The wine exported to the U.S. had a higher cocaine content than was what was sold in Europe to better compete with similar products being sold here.
They talk all the time about this opioid epidemic. Do you know that it was far worse in the 19th century? About one in three women in this country were hooked on opium.
Oh, yeah.
Heard of opium dens and stuff? It was very common among the upper class.
Mm. Pope's Leo the... 13th.
That Leo.
Popes Leo the 13th and St. Pius, I guess the 10th. Also U.S. President Grant, Thomas Edison. They were all advocates of this wine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
You got any more?
You got any more of that wine? Did you know that captive bred poison dart frogs are not poison at all because of their diets? They are raised in captivity, and so their diet prevents them from developing the poison.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Well, jeez. Yeah. Now some good news.
I would hate to croak at the... Go ahead.
Where's the button?
It's all the way over here. I'm too weakened from... From a poison frog.
I'm sorry for that. Yeah, that's horrible. Did you know, contrary to a common misconception,
okay,
the order in which different types of alcohol are consumed has no effect on intoxication or hangover.
So you're telling me that beer before liquor, never been sicker, liquor before beer, you're in the clear, is false?
What about Red Sky at Dawn?
There's an older one, grape or grain, but never the twain.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
That's wine or beer. I'm guessing grape or grain would have been wine or beer. But never the twain. Beer before wine and you'll feel fine. That has no effect on the intoxication.
I only know the beer and liquor stuff because I don't.
It's more about the ability to monitor how much you drink.
Oh.
When you go from beer to liquor, it's easier to overshoot and get a really bad.
Oh, because you think, I'm going to stop the liquor and I'm going to go to beer.
I got you. But yeah, okay. That's it. Just, it's more of how much.
That's why you have a spacer.
Did you know that giraffes are considered to be kosher?
Who eats giraffes?
I don't know, but they're kosher.
Oy!
Did you know that not only can bees add and subtract, but they can also recognize human faces?
Bees.
Yeah.
Hey.
Bees.
Hey, there's Rich. Hi, Rich.
Did you know the word mesmerize comes from a guy by the name of Franz Mesmer, who was the theorist behind animal magnetism?
Oh.
That's where we get the word mesmerize. And finally, did you know that back in the 80s, Nintendo designed the Nintendo Entertainment System to resemble a VCR player? To distance itself from the video game crash of 1983. Video game machines back then loaded, you put the game in the
cartridge
right in the top of the machine,
right,
that
like
sort of thing.
Yeah.
Nintendo, you flipped up a lid, you pushed it in, pushed it down, closed it.
After you blew the dust out of it.
It was very much like it was very much like a VCR. I never related it to that, but yeah, it's exactly.
Interesting, they wanted to.
And those are your random facts.
Well, it's acceptable.
Thank you, Jay. We hope you're planning on joining us at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard tonight following happy hour. Actually, the group starts to gather around 5 at the round tables at the end of the long bar. And a reminder that Baumhauer's is a great option for you if you're watching the games this weekend, having some folks over. Spare yourself the trouble and get yourself a party-sized tray of wings from Baumhauer's, and you can mix and match and pick whatever flavors you want for that. Add some gooey fries, take home some chips, salsa, and queso dip, and make it easy on yourself. And everybody knows that Baumhauer's has the best wings on the planet. In fact, we'll give away a party-sized tray of wings this Friday. Somebody that's called the show this week will be the lucky one to win that. And you don't have to jump through any hoops or anything. Just give us a buzz. Put your name in the drawing, 272-9228. Although shortly we'll be looking for our pop quiz question answer, and that person will also qualify as well. Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. Go to baumhauer's.com for more information on their catering options. At 720, pop quiz coming up next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic looking around the river region, and it looks like at this time you've got a pretty hassle-free ride into work or school. We don't see any big hang-ups on the boulevard. There's lots of traffic out there, so be careful. If you're on the 31s, everybody is rolling along pretty well. There's a pretty large crowd coming out of Wetumpka, so be careful around the river bridge and when you reach the boulevard. Traffic on the interstates is up at a speed limit. Ride, it's about time for the school zones to kick in, so if you're around a school zone, be careful, watch the kids, and remember your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by
721.
Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group excels at things like pop quizzes. You can say, Eddie, what can you find for, I don't know, $150,000, three-bedroom, two-bath, and give me a couple of acres? And that man goes to work finding the right answer for you and your family. Buying or selling, Eddie Bader is the way to go, and this guy is available for you pretty much 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I know he's getting ready to take a trip to Jamaica, Mon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he's already prepared to have his phone ready to go and all of his tools for helping you buy and sell your home available to him while he's out of the country. That's dedication, my friends. That's Eddie Bader. That's why we say it's better with Bader. So give Eddie a call anytime, day or night. Trust me, he is available. You can even text him, too. 322-0662, 322-0662. Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group.
Our pop quiz in less than a minute.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, that's 7:22. It's time for our $10 food outlet pop quiz based on something in random facts. Here is Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in random facts, we told you about Johnny Cash playing San Quentin State Prison. Who was an inmate there? Who was the inmate we told you was there that actually saw that performance? Give us a call, 272-9228, if you know who that was.
All right, that's 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins. Everybody that calls will be in our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing. 272-9228.
Absolutely. I have interesting other little facts about that is... Well, there's calls, and I'll tell you after.
Okay. While you're doing that, we have an abundance. Some days it's a little thin, but today we have an abundance of Morning Maroon nominees.
Uh-oh.
Including a company that thought it would be a good idea to produce hoodies with bullet holes.
Ah, you're kidding.
Of schools that mass shootings took place at.
That's in
how did
such
that get approved?
Bad taste.
There had to be a meeting. How did that get approved?
Here's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have that one coming up.
They were drinking that cocaine wine.
All right. We're going to run the gauntlet here and see which line are we going to first. All right. We go to William. Morning.
Good morning.
How are you, William?
How are you?
We're doing all right, William. Do you know who was in the audience at in San Quentin when Johnny Cash was performing there?
I do. That was old Merle Haggard.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I heard that somewhere before, too. I should have been able to think of that without being prompted, but I can't get past my electric bulb.
The other little fact about that was the audience noise. You're familiar with some of those songs from there.
Right? Yeah.
Crowd noise was added in later.
Oh.
The prisoners were instructed not to say a word. They were on their best behavior during that show. So there was no hooting and hollering. You know,
I love a good hooting and hollering.
When Johnny Cash yells out "Suey," there was straight faces all around.
Right,
they didn't do anything. So congratulations, William.
Thank you very much.
Hang on, $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet for you. We'll go over the specials a little bit later. I can tell you there's probably a lot of omelets in your future, though, because a dozen medium purified eggs, 79 cents.
Ooh, would love me some omelets.
We have to do some menu planning for the rest of the week. Mm. I could do fried bologna. We could do burgers. We could do a ham and cheese omelet. What's your preference, kids?
Well, tomorrow, you've got Baumhauer's tonight. So typically that would be a burger day tomorrow. Easy for you, right? Cheeseburger?
Burger day.
Yeah. Today's National Cheeseburger Day, you know. So we could carry it over till tomorrow.
See, among the things I'm going to throw out of my house because they run up to is my microwave. So I will bring, I'm putting the microwave in the pool along with every other thing. We're going to be using candles now.
It's got to be. There's something.
You need to call and talk to.
Yeah, I would. I would have them out
and say, obviously, there's a problem somewhere. You've got to go and come and test.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Everything's gonna be okay, she said with confidence.
And a little crack in her voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remind me of what's her name in the movie Airplane when. They're dragging the pilot down the island.
Nothing to be concerned about.
And then she
about.
Turns around with her. Yeah. What if I look? Hello, Serena. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning. I know y'all got an answer, but I didn't want to hang up.
Well, like, good morning. Can I throw you one real quick? Do you know what the ADCA is?
It's the doorknob thing.
Yeah.
It's the antique doorknob. C stands for something association. Yeah,
yes,
that's right.
Yes.
You're
40 years I've been meeting or something like that?
Yeah.
See, you do listen.
Bunch of hobnobbers.
I do.
Hobnobbers.
I do, but hey, y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
We still wait on some rain.
I'm working on it.
Wow, here's a tiny little piece.
Okay.
From the New York Post. 10 ways we overspend and break our budget. You can't get away from it.
Actually, I believe. Hang on.
Wait for it.
Let me look here.
Let him bring up.
This is our TV topic tomorrow. He already emailed us. So just to let you know.
Da 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 da.
What was I thinking when I sent him this?
Oh.
But that's for the 6 to 7 o'clock audience.
Yeah, you sent it to him at 5:24 this morning, and he's already turned around and said, yep, that's the one we're using.
I mean, he could just send an email that says, we're going to talk about the color green. That's about as close to topic as we stay.
Yeah, and remember we used to wonder about, what is it now? We gotta have something to say. Now it's just like, okay.
Now it's just freewheeling now Bob Dylan.
It is. It's just...
Greg's medical records.
Just roll through it.
They list online shopping as the place where most people wind up spending more money than they realize.
Hold on, let me get this Amazon order out.
And then you think, well, the bill's not due for 3 weeks, and blah, 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 blah. And then the bill comes, oops, I forgot I spent this.
Yeah.
Easily.
And groceries, number two, well, I can help you with that problem. Start shopping at food outlets.
That's right.
Out loud.
Oh, today's the new specials day.
I can afford $500 electric bills because I shop at food outlet. Although I'm going to have to start buying dry goods because we're going to have to unplug our refrigerators, too. It's just,
oh.
And the top things that parents love doing once the kids are back in school, and since this is the hour when a lot of parents are taking their kids to school, this might be something we can get into next. A little bit later, a conundrum and a chance to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card and new words that Merriam-Webster has added to the dictionary.
This always upsets me. I wish we wouldn't. Because I'm sure it's stuff like...
But if you'd like to take a little Emily break or something, I don't want to upset you. Actually, this year, sometimes this annoys me too, but this year, the words kind of make sense.
Okay, well, if you're not going to throw a fit about it, then I'll be fine.
I don't throw fits. Did you see me throw a fit when I looked at my electric bill?
No, I saw the air.
I saw everything
just come out of you.
Yes, just in case you missed it earlier, my lungs made the following noise.
Pretty much.
That doesn't sound like a lung.
Thank you very much, Alabama Power and Poverty, for the...
Power and Poverty.
I love that.
APP.
Oh, bless it.
If there's something radically wrong, if I'm running that many electrical things...
You're like the Clark Griswold of your neighborhood, man, you know? When Rich gets home, everybody else's lights dim while the power company makes the adjustment. It's 7:30. I have a great friend named Jim Smith. He's with Adams Drugs.
He's the best.
Stopped by to visit us last week on the afternoon show to tell us that Adams Drugs is one of the three finalists for Alabama Retailer of the Year. The criterion for this isn't some participation trophy they hand out. The criterion for this honor is pretty strict, and they're competing against literally thousands of other retail businesses throughout the state for this award. They're one of three finalists. They'll be silver, bronze, or gold, and as far as I'm concerned, they're gold. And it's got everything to do with the most important aspect of their business, and that's service. The effort they put forth to treat their customers right at all of their locations is second to none. It's about building relationships. Yes, you could still do that in a pharmacy, but thanks to mergers and other things, a lot of pharmacies that used to have a fairly manageable patient load have now been combined, and a lot of folks are finding themselves just another face in a sea of faces at those merged pharmacies. For the individual service and people that will fight to save you money on your deductibles, try Adams Drugs. Yes, they're very old-fashioned in many ways, especially the way they treat people, but they're very modern. It takes like 2 minutes to get your insurance information in their system, your prescription history, and you're in business with people that will really appreciate that you came to them. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. At 7:31, we have traffic and Fox Business, your local news, and then we're back.
As we roll through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and you know you can count on it. We have our slowdown on I-65 southbound headed into the downtown area, so watch it there. There's also our normal slowdown on I-85 between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road, so watch it if you're headed into town on 85. The boulevard's moving along pretty well. We are accident-free and hassle-free. It's slow around the traffic lights, and keep in mind the school zones are in effect now, so watch your speed. It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss it. Bring your hungry self on down. $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night Thursdays at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From the Fox Business Network, General Mills is reporting a mixed summer quarter. Its earnings were stronger than expected, but its sales declined. General Mills also owns Blue Buffalo pet food brand. Its sales were up 7%. Later today, the Federal Reserve is expected to lower short-term interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. More Americans were applying for a mortgage to buy a home last week. The Mortgage Bankers Association says home purchase applications were up 6%. However, mortgage rates increased slightly last week, and the number of applications to refinance a home declined. Overall, applications were flat. FedEx is lowering its forecast for the year. The delivery company says it's expanding services, which is costing the company more. It lost Amazon as a major customer. It's also facing uncertainty because of the trade dispute. FedEx is also about to launch delivery 7 days a week all year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Now, try Babbel free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A triple shooting early Monday morning in Montgomery is now under investigation. Montgomery police found a man with life-threatening gunshot wound in the 3600 block of Debbie Drive. Two other men showed up at the hospital with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. Right now, no arrests have been made. Kitty Seal, the founding artistic director of the Alabama Dance Theater, has died. She founded the organization back in 1986. Funeral arrangements have not been announced. And Butler County School Superintendent Dr. John Stricker is leaving for another job. Stricker was unanimously named the new superintendent for Jackson County, Mississippi. He was one of 10 finalists for the position. Stricker has served as Butler County School Superintendent for the last 2 years. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Hang on, folks. We are going to get to a better day, and we will get there together. But for today, mostly sunny, very hot again with a high temperature up to about 101. The record is 100. It goes back to 2010. And, you know, yesterday we had 103 and broke the record of 102 from 1927 yesterday.
I had not seen my Alexa display triple digits before on the temperature.
You know, here it is. There are Christmas trees up in the store. Rain chances under 20%, but not zero today. There's a backdoor cool front moving in, and along that boundary, there could be a blip or two on the radar. Good luck. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, another noticeable change and a really nice change with highs around 90. That's 11 degrees cooler. You know, tolerable humidity. Lows at night in the mid-60s. Still dry, though. And then low to mid-90s on Sunday and mid-90s on Monday and still dry. Right now, this morning, clear skies. And winds out of the northeast at 3 miles per hour. It's 71 degrees. It's 738. Hey, let me talk to you about Dylan Rings. On the con, you want to know why? they're having their biggest sale ever, and they've been around since 1993. It runs from Thursday at 4 p.m. through Saturday only, so half the store will be half price. Here's the way it's going to work. Either Josh or Leslie will actually flip a coin and decide which side of the store will be at half price for that day, and then sell everything on that side of the store for half price. So then the next day they flip a coin again and then decide which half of the store is going to be on sale. It goes from Thursday at 4 p.m. through Saturday. Now's the time to take advantage of this incredible offer, and keep in mind, the holidays are right around the corner, so it's time to start thinking about something for your loved one, or you may have some other special dates coming up, maybe birthdays, anniversaries. Dylan Rings, family operated off the Atlanta Highway, family owned and operated since 1993. And they are easy about financing. Ask them, and they will help you out. They have designer pieces from around the world, plus, of course, Josh's incredible creations as well. Stop by and see them. They're located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from the Walgreens, at Atlanta Highway and Brown Springs Road. And again, biggest sale ever, Thursday at 4 p.m. through Saturday, half the store, half price at Dylan Rings.
And now, on News Talk 93.1 FM, an educational moment for parents and children. Riding to school. Let's go over the new words that have been added to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
Oh, boy.
2020 edition. 533 new words will be added this year. Mm-hmm. Among them, dad joke.
Okay.
That's taking two words and making...
That's a phrase.
Sounds like a phrase, yeah.
Is it hyphenated?
No, it's two words. Dad joke, noun. A wholesome joke of the type said to be told by fathers with a punchline that is often an obvious or predictable pun or play on words and usually judged to be endearingly corny or even unfunny.
Well.
You can, by the way, we have a dad joke detector on the show here. That's when you hear Emily go, duh. Next on the list, vacay.
That's just an abbreviation of vacation.
Here's what I don't understand, and this is one of the things that annoys me about words like vacay. Is it that much extra effort
to finish the word?
To say a three-syllable word instead of two.
Vacay.
You got to shorten vacation to vacay.
Hey, what you doing on vacay?
I think it makes you sound lazy and slothful.
And millennium.
Vacay.
Millennial.
Now, this one I've never heard, but this is even worse than vacay.
What?
Inspo.
Oh, that's sick.
Inspiration?
Yeah.
Inspo? I've never heard that.
It's just abbreviations of stuff. It's...
Now, here's a term that does belong in two words. Deep state. Secret network of especially non-elected government officials operating extra-legally to influence and enact government policy. People are waking up to that, so good for them putting it in. Stinger.
What would that be?
It's a noun. Short scene that appears during or after the closing credits of a movie or TV program.
It's not what I thought of. I thought of, like, stuff that we do in production.
Oh, yeah.
With putting a stinger on something.
Put a stinger on it. Ba-choo,
ba-choo. Other editions like Fatberg and Solopreneur.
Fatberg?
Fatberg. You know what a Fatberg
what is?
What is
that? No, what is that?
Isn't that the things that come out in your yard that he likes to chase around?
The Fat Boydies.
That's Fat Boydies.
Oh, okay.
Fat Boydies.
What is...
Fatberg is actually a glob. They have it somewhere in... It's sewage. It's a big bird of sewage.
No. Fatberg.
Check it out. Look it up while we're doing this break.
All right. Fatberg.
Now, Fatbergs you can't get at Cost Plus 10 at Food Outlet, but Hamburgs you can.
But
there's your dad joke.
We call it a segue with a dad joke.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a congealed mass in a sewer system.
Gross.
Yeah. And they can grow to enormous.
Yeah.
Fatberg. Oh, my goodness. I realize. Timmy? Yeah, Timmy and everybody else that's listening. A head of lettuce at Food Outlet this week, 55 cents.
How do they do that?
$2 at the chain stores with their alleged big buying power.
Yep.
55 cents. I don't think I've seen lettuce at that price in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
In the meat department, ribeye steak, $6.95. Did you guys like the steaks today?
Oh, they were.
I have wrapped mine up to lunch today.
Oh, I saw the foil plate.
Yes, I've wrapped it up.
I've wrapped up.
I found a nice... three-pack of New York strips were on sale. I say, of course, everything in the meat department is cost plus 10, so you'll save on whatever you need to buy. Ribeyes are $6.95 a pound. Try $13.95 a pound at the chain stores. Blue Bell ice cream, the big, full, half-gallon, $4.93. They are $7.99 at the chains. And Surefine eggs, that's a dozen medium Surefine eggs, 75 cents.
They were Surefine this morning.
Yes, those were Surefine eggs.
I've gotten to where I want to hit Rich on the shoulder when he says funny stuff.
He would be one bruised up mess at the end of the show.
I'm telling you, I'm not like all his power chicks this morning.
Hey, can you do the Hawaiian punch thing for me?
How would you like a nice Hawaiian punch?
They're sure. Only $1.94 a gallon. At Food Outlet.
Oh, the big ones, yeah.
That lemon berry one is so tasty and refreshing in this heat.
Save real money. Start shopping at Food Outlet in as often as they can, Millbrook on Highway 14, in the preferred community on Main Street west of Highway 31, and I'll see you Sunday mornings at Coliseum Boulevard, sending pictures from the chicken tenders to a certain local dog just north of Atlanta Highway 743.
As we roll through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and you know you can count on it. We have our slowdown on I-65 southbound headed into the downtown area, so watch it there. There's also our normal slowdown on I-85 between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road, so watch it if you're headed into town on 85. The boulevard's moving along pretty well. We are accident-free and hassle-free. It's slow around the traffic lights, and keep in mind the school zones are in effect now, so watch your speed. It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss it. Bring your hungry self on down. $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night Thursdays at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Caravita Village is proud to be a part of the Rich Thomas Network. And like Rich, who leads the way with great weather forecasts, Caravita leads the way with great senior living. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Caravita Village Senior Living invites you to board a cruise that never ends. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
745.
all around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast! I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast. Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast! Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if a pop's too soon, press down again. Make toast. Yeah, toast! Ah, toast! When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast. Yeah, toast! Ah, toast! Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
Been a long time since we played.
That was good. I hadn't heard it in a long time.
Heywood Banks, it is 747 News Talk 93.1 FM with three men and a lady.
Mm-hmm. Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
That's how we get your attention. We have breaking news or a listener traffic alert, and Postman is on the line to give us that. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Greg?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. The
accident
on
the
100
west
on Highway 14 in Millbrook.
Hang on, your phone is very distorted.
I got
you're west on Highway 14 in Millbrook. I got that part. All right, what's going on?
You're going to have to explain the detour on National Main Street, you know, Hardy, if you're headed to the interstate. Do not go past Brown Road.
I can't understand
what
you're saying.
So, okay. Yeah,
something's up with the phone.
Unfortunately.
You were clear as day on the receiver when I was talking to you. But for now, I don't know why. It's coming out muffled.
Ooh, I bet you I know where he is on the road, too, because there's a dead spot right there as you get to I-65 at the first Millbrook exit.
So something about Highway 14.
The traffic's backed up pretty bad on Highway 14.
Okay.
You're going to have to detour on Main Street to actually get to the interstate.
We got that.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Or turn on Brown's, make a left on Brown's Road, because the traffic's backed up pretty bad.
Okay, we were able to understand that. Thank you very much for the information.
Good job.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you calling. All right. 7:49 on News Talk 93.1.
There's this little spot, like if you're coming north on 65 and you take that first Millbrook exit, as you come around the bend, it's a weird spot for cell phone service. You'll kind of cut in, cut out, and then by the time you get to the church, you're clear as day, because, you know, I used to live in Millbrook.
And some people say to me, I can't understand what you say. It's the way I'm holding the phone.
Yeah.
This iPhone, and then I put it up to my mouth.
See, that's one of the disadvantages, and it takes getting used to. Remember when the little flip phones came out? We used to have it, you know, when you had a handheld phone.
Right.
The speaker was in front of your mouth.
Yep.
And you're holding this thing next to you. There's nothing in front of your face. And you're, how are they going to hear me?
Right.
Well, you know, yeah, and those phones and old handheld phones, like handsets at home and stuff, you've got that bend to where the receiver part comes out to by your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, with these phones, the speaker's just all willy-nilly and stuff. My dad will do this. I know that you can't see this at home, but my dad will listen with the phone up to his ear.
Yeah.
And then when he's ready to respond, he'll hold the phone out in front of him and cup his hand around his mouth to respond.
No, I got you.
And then he'll put the phone back up to his ear. So you have to wait till he's done talking.
And when you Bluetooth to the car, sometimes that's an awful connection, too.
Because you can hear the echo.
If you ever see me show up here with a jitterbug, you have permission to push me down the stairs.
Was that was an airplane joke, and y'all didn't even...
Yeah, echo.
I'm going home.
No, we got it.
All right. When we come back, we will have the top things that parents love doing now that the school year has resumed.
Okay. What did we decide on this? I must have missed that.
Nothing yet. I haven't been able to function.
Get it together.
I'm working on it.
You are an X amount of years professional, and...
And I've earned the right to pout. I'm ticked off.
My dad's birthday was Monday, and we're just allowed to call it his redacted birthday. We're not allowed to give it a number.
Well, one more piece of news like this electric bill, and you'll be commemorating me and not my birthday next week.
Then stay around so we can validate this card.
That's why it was somebody like my. You should never sign the card until you know they're gonna. The person's gonna be there.
Again. Oh, stop it!
No, it's a joke. We don't have one. Yeah,
Jay. But really, though, I think you're in charge of the card.
I know firsthand how life can happen, and suddenly you find yourself in a situation where you've had a couple of credit issues that have diminished your score and so forth, and that may be what's keeping you from even considering the purchase of a vehicle. So you have good wheels. Well. Jack Ingram to the rescue because they have over 22 financing options and they have cars that you can buy and depend on. What's the point in getting a pre-owned vehicle? Might look great. Maybe the body looks good, the interior, but if the engine fails you, you're not only stuck with a lemon, you're stuck with bills paying for that, and that does not help your credit either. At Jack Ingram, everything they have in the category of vehicles under $10,000 or less, they've road tested all of these cars. The engines have been thoroughly vetted by the Ingram mechanics because their number one commitment is to not resolve somebody else's troubles. For new drivers, they've got a couple of Volkswagen options here, a Passat and a couple of Jettas. Nissan, awesome, awesome product line. They last and last and last, and they look like they just came in from the factory. And that's a 2011 Nissan Sentra 2.0 with very reasonable mileage. And again, you flick to the pictures here that they have online, and these cars look incredible inside and out. Who's going to know? $6,800 for this machine. So you've got a dependable vehicle with all the safety features you'd want for a new driver or for a second vehicle for the family. See Tip Tames and his great team, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or browse online at jackingram.com where you can shop by price or type of vehicle or brand name.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic making our way through the 7 o'clock rush hour, and there's not a lot of rushing going on this morning. We have a slow boulevard. Everybody is packing up between the Troy Highway and the Atlanta Highway, so be careful in that area. If you are on the 31s, the crowd coming out of Wetumpka is steady and thick, but everybody is rolling along. Watch it around the River Bridge and when you get by the boulevard. And if you're on the interstates, I-85 has the normal slowdown around Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road, and I-65 is real slow headed into the downtown area around the River Bridges. School zones are still in effect. Watch out for the kids and buses, and remember your speed is 15 miles an hour. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a sportsman's package, a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name too. It's the Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting,
the River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 7:57 here on a topic of very important interest, Barney the Dinosaur.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about vaping. A new activity's really cool. That's the new thing to do. Kids are all vaping. It's replace smoking. So many flavorings. It's gonna taste real good to you. Smoking tastes like burnt socks. But once you get your hands on a blueberry muffin flavored vape pen, it's hard to turn back. Kids, trust me. Walking around inside a vapor cloud is fun, but for some reason you find it hard to run. Climbing stairs is getting harder. That chest pain is getting sharper. Now you've got deadly infection in your lung. Vaping looks cool. It tastes good. Only one conclusion, kids. It'll eventually kill you. Barney loves you.
See, he takes those tough subjects.
Yes, he does.
Makes them far more palatable.
Genre.
I want to thank Wiley Poundstone, who's kind of a virtual producer of sorts, who follows up with stuff we discuss and
say. Yeah.
The average pool will cost between $800 and $1,200 to run annually.
$800 to $1,200?
Annually.
Whoa.
That's not too bad. It's about $23 a week. I don't know that that's the trouble, though. I don't know what to do.
You need to get professionals out there to see what's going on.
Well, I think I'm going to start with Mr. Electric, because they can do an assessment and determine if something
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
So I'll call them.
Also, I would call the power people and have them check the meter to make sure it's not a faulty meter.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It is. To speak to their poverty department.
Yeah. Do you guys give electric stamps out to people to kill
electric stamps?
Hey, maybe they're revamping Louis the Lightning Bug and they need the budget for it, so rates have gone up.
Yeah.
Next hour, we will do... We still have the Truth or Belong we can play, too.
I still have it here, yes. I mean, it wouldn't have... You've had better.